now return to the 1971 film Good Time Slim, Uncle Doobie and the Great Frisco Freakout, starring Troy McClure.
Slim, if we've got the bag with the stolen diamonds, then what happened to the bag with our stash?
There's more than one way to get high, baby.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H Minisode! Hey. I'm sure I blew out the mics there.
I'm looking at the levels and we're good.
Welcome back. This is Movies Part 2.
Part 2.
I was rudely cut off last time.
Yes, sir. Where's my phone? See you. I'm sorry.
So accusatory. Like, how
where's
could
my
I even
fucking
get,
phone,
how could I even get over there? Like,
oh, it's under the page. Excuse me.
I wanted to pick up. Oh, unless you have something to start with.
No, I'm just looking at the time. Again, I'm a slave to the car park downstairs.
I wanted to pick up on something you said as we were going off the air last time.
Oh, yeah.
Where you said you wanted to get into the Troy McClure of it all.
Mm.
And how that, like, the idea of this washed up actor in The Simpsons mm-hmm. is, like, there's such comedic gold mm-hmm. to be had from it. And, like, I every time they reference one of his movies, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But my question for you would be, do you have a favorite actor? And
favorite
why?
Actor.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Shocking.
Because he's just the best. Why don't I tell you a love it?
Nah, I was going the last time.
The same episode.
Yeah.
If I see he's in a movie, like,
yeah.
He's one of the few actors that if I see he's in a movie, I'll kind of go and see,
like,
it anyway.
He's deadly. Like, don't get me wrong or whatever. But, like, is there any, like, special reason why it's, like, he's close to your heart? Not just because he's really good.
I liked him a lot you know what?
Like, is there
Catch Me If You Can.
Ah, yes.
Was the tipping point for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a tip.
Terry, please. That would be it for me. But, like, I liked him in Titanic. I liked him in, obviously, The Man in the Iron Mask. Yeah. Classic.
What a weird, like, one to be fixated on. It's terrible.
Yeah,
like.
No, it's not. It's got D'Artagnan in it. It's got the Three Musketeers. It's got Gabriel Byrne, Jeremy Irons.
I'm Gabriel Byrne.
Jeremy Irons.
Gerard
Depardieu, to a lesser extent.
Yeah. Obelix himself.
Who was the female lead in that?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
That's how memorable that film was.
If you don't know who starred
know.
In the movie, then it,
it
really
was,
must
it was
stank.
One of my sister's favorite films. She always had. He had the VHS.
Good taste.
No, she liked because she liked DiCaprio because he was a pretty boy.
He was and is still a pretty boy.
Less so now.
Well, I don't like all this stuff about him only. See that chart of, like, him only never dating a woman. None of them have been over 25. My
so
take
what,
was
like,
so what? Yeah, exactly.
So what? Like,
who gives a shit?
Like? A salute, huh?
Yeah. Who's your favorite actor?
See, I would have say, like, the actor
Wolf of Wall Street. I will say sorry. Just
is, I think Wolf of Wall Street is his best.
He's the resistance.
Yeah, and, like, how he didn't win the Oscar. Like, we talked about
what's
it.
What's he got to do?
We talked about it last time. McConaughey won it. And, like, McConaughey was great in Dallas Buyers Club.
Mm-hmm.
But McConaughey has been better in other films that just aren't as Oscar-friendly.
Yeah.
And I thought DiCaprio was doing fucking everything in that film. Like, he was all over the place. Like, he left nothing on the table.
Yeah.
You know.
My highly trained Strattonites. My killers. My killers who will not take no for an answer. My fucking warriors. Who will not hang up the phone until their client either buys or fucking dies! Yeah!
me tell you something. There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man, and I choose rich every fucking time. Because at least as a rich man, when I have to face my problems, I show up in the back of a limo wearing a $2,000 suit and a $40,000 gold fucking watch.
And it was like, I think he deserved to win that more so than The Revenant.
Yeah.
And like, The Revenant was great or whatever.
The Revenant was kind of forgettable for me.
Like I felt cold recently watching it, like, you know, but it was like, that's it, like, for me. Like, I just, and it's not one I want to watch again. Like,
No.
You know?
No, me neither.
It was like one of those event films, but that
was like Avatar. I liked it, never want to watch it again.
Yeah, exactly. That, no, I'm with you. Like, I didn't really like it as well, because maybe I didn't see it on the big screen.
I saw it in 3D and everything.
Yeah. My favorite actor, it's a funny one.
I'm interested to hear this now.
It's a funny one because, like, you probably, like, you're looking at, say, DiCaprio, Day-Lewis.
Can I guess?
Joaquin Phoenix. Oh, yeah.
It's not any of those three.
No, but they're brilliant. They'd be, like, top shelf bourbon, like, you know?
Give me a couple of guesses.
Okay.
It's not McConaughey.
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He'd be up there, like, he's, like, a close second.
Right. Is he still working today?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, no,
he's up there as well.
I love him as well.
I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I do. Even if he is questionable private life.
No, what I have is a romantic abnormality. One so unbelievable that it must be hidden from the public at all costs. You see?
Stop!
Like, Tom Cruise is more of, like, you love him because he's a movie star. Like, yeah. Like, sometimes you're like, what is he doing in films?
Like American Maid.
I thought he...
The Mummy remake.
I didn't see The Mummy, but I thought he was doing stuff in American Maid.
Too much.
Yeah, I like
that. Who is it then? Tom Hanks?
No, it's too safe a choice. I would go for a Gary Oldman.
Oh, well, yeah. I wasn't ready for that.
Man down, man down. I told you. Benny, bring me everyone.
What do you mean, everyone?
Everyone!
And I think the older I've gotten, the more I've been like, man, that guy can fucking...
I don't know what I've seen him in, really.
You've seen him in everything.
Dracula, I know.
Oh, Dracula, yeah. Like, more like, have you seen Leon?
No, never heard of it.
I mean,
never even heard of it, mate.
A young Natalie Portman, Jean Reno is the titular Leon, who's an assassin.
I don't know these words you're saying. I don't know.
Titular?
Jean Leon, titular
Jean
assassin.
Jean Reno.
Whatever.
From Mission Impossible. Remember the French guy from Mission Impossible?
I do not. I'm sorry. I'm so infuriating.
He's great in that. He's Commissioner Gordon in Dark Knight.
He was the guy Steals who spat that on movie. Joey in Friends. That's where I know him best.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, you have to dumb it right down.
Some of his worst stuff.
Like, I saw the papers. Anyway,
for me, he kind of, for better or for worse.
Why do you like him?
For better or for worse, I just love what he's doing. He's always doing something. It's like Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges would be another one for me.
I love Jeff Bridges.
Where it's like we watched...
I'm thinking Jeff Daniels.
To a lesser extent, yeah.
I'd have Jeff Daniels any day of the week over Jeff Bridges.
No, you wouldn't.
I would, personally.
Infuriate. Why? Name me five Jeff Daniels films.
Fly Away Home.
That's one.
Dumb and Dumber 1.
Don't say Dumb and Dumber 2.
It's a movie. You asked the question,
right? Go on.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
That movie where he's giving out about America.
That's a TV show. Whatever. It's called The Newsroom.
Whatever.
You idiot.
I don't know, one of the other ones.
Right, yeah.
Oh, one of the fucking...
Here's one. Speed.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Here's a person that I have grown to love. Keanu, man. He's back.
He's just the best human on earth, it seems.
He's just great. Like, and like, he... You didn't appreciate him while you had him, like, you know. Like,
he's still alive.
No, like in the 90s, I didn't appreciate how good he was in stuff like Speed.
Every movie he's doing that.
But like, he's
Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
You're a, it's, Bogus Journey or Excellent Adventure.
For movie purists, this must be absolutely
so
torture.
Frustrating. So frustrating. Faye's often said to me, like, why don't you do a movie podcast? It's like, you and I, you
would
love to do a movie podcast. No, I couldn't.
Hilarious would
it be? I have a heart attack by the time episode one is over. Like,
I have a question for you. I've got a couple of questions I'm going to throw your way, Terry.
Yeah?
Now, I'm not even going to try and link these in with Simpsons references this time. I just want to know your take on these.
Okay.
What movie do you not like that is hugely popular or acclaimed? You know, like one of the big, best movies. Are any movies that you didn't care for that that I would think that you would like?
Titanic was one that I hated.
Oh, hated.
Yeah, and even like, I don't know, like I can appreciate the spectacle, blah, 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 but just for me, no good, very bad, don't do it.
Ooh,
and I understand the undertaking. I was just, yeah.
Wasn't for you.
No. Did you like Titanic?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, there you go. Like, I just, I don't know. Like, and the more, it's a weird thing. Like,
Billy Zane.
I love Zane. That's he's the best part of it. Like,
half the people on the ship are gonna die. Not the better half. Like, is it a diamond? Yes. Yeah. It's so creepy.
I don't know. Like, that's the one that always jumps.
Yeah.
To mind.
Any others?
As I get older, like Forrest Gump is one that I'm like.
Really?
I'm like,
that's a shame.
It is a shame because I'm like, oh yeah. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, oh.
Oh no.
like this is really entertaining. Oh, Tom Hanks is so funny. And then it's like, is it kind of funny that he's playing a mentally challenged man? And also the message of it is, screw the hippies. If you're promiscuous, you're gonna get AIDS and die. There's a lot of stuff in it.
Look at it from that. From
it's
that
in the text, like it's there.
I wouldn't look at it as an irresponsible movie. I would just think it doesn't really have a. It's a weird movie that doesn't really have a. You know
what?
He doesn't have an antagonist. Is that the word?
He doesn't have an antagonist.
He's just going through life,
and that's
falling
kind
into
of
these
like
historical moments.
And that it's kind of pointless.
Kind of is, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing.
My story, though.
Yeah. What about you? Any one of those? That, like...
Godfather.
I forgot. I walked right into that
Never.
One.
like a punch in the face. Yeah. Hey, fellas, I'm good. just maybe, like, I will admit to you now that there are times like that I subconsciously, I guess, if everyone loves something... I don't know why.
Yeah, you go against the grain.
To an extent.
I was kind of like that with Avatar.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay, it's not terrible.
I'm kind of like that with Arrested Development. You know what I mean? But
it's an output.
I know. But...
well, if you know.
But Godfather, it was, you know, just doesn't... Like, maybe it's because I saw, like, Goodfellas and Casino and all that first. Godfather.
They're different beasts.
Like, I know, completely different. And they just... I've tried it on several times. Like, I've never even finished it. Like,
yeah.
I've seen it.
I am reading a book by the producer of. Oh no, not he missed out on producing The Godfather, but he ended up producing like Goodfellas, and he's just finished producing The Irishman.
Ooh.
It's fascinating, sort of listening to him how he got into the studio system in like the 60s or whatever like that, and sort of all the stuff he'd have to sort of work his way around or whatever. But like at the time when he was doing it, wasn't making a huge amount of money, and now like he's this guy. Name is Irvin Winkler or Winkler, I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's great, and like hear him like talking about like he writes it as Bob De Niro.
Yeah, he's known as Bob to everyone, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bobby Milk, I seen some like he's like that's what Scorsese called him or you know, something like that. I don't know why, but
it's crazy that like the Irishman is like I have so
glad it's doing.
Like it's not. It's just like it got like rave reviews in the New York Film Festival.
Great.
And like people are like, oh, it's you know 3.5 hours long, and they're like, yeah, like but on Netflix it'll fly by, like you know they're saying.
See, like Wolf of Wall Street was what 3 hours nearly.
Yeah.
And, like
I felt it in the cinema to be honest when I was watching it, but not so much that I'd be like, oh Jesus, I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you're just aware you're a bit uncomfortable.
No, I was just like, yeah, I was kind of like, what time is it? Like when I, you know,
to a lesser extent, Mad Max,
Fury Road.
Yeah, hated it.
What
fucking. hated.
Oh, man, that's
I
so.
I had to turn it off.
Why?
Like, it was so abrasive. I had to turn it off.
I fucking love that.
I couldn't
movie.
Even. I felt
it's
like
it's pure action. Like we talked about.
It was
last
too
week.
Much action. It was like 15 action movies played at the same time with the same dialogue and music played over each other. I couldn't even hear what they were saying. It's like, we gotta go over here. But I just hear like right in the middle of it.
It's so
it too
good.
Much. Like, just get that away from me. Like,
I
really
loved
enjoy
it.
Myself.
I loved it, man. You talk about, like, that's the best action movie I've seen in years. Like,
better than Fast and Furious 7?
How much CGI is in Fast and Furious?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm half joking.
Yeah, you're half joking, but like you keep,
but I'd watch
you
it
keep going
in a heartbeat over it. No, over
I Mad wouldn't, Max. Like, because the best thing about Mad Max is that, like, the for an action movie, like, the acting is secondary. The plot is secondary.
Yeah.
It's just fucking balls to the wall, deadly. All this shit happening, and then like in Fast and Furious, you have to sit through or you have to laugh at Vin Diesel trying to like talk through his fried chicken in his mouth or whatever, you know.
But that's like I'd have more fun making fun of Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but that's
than
not
I would trying
but,
to enjoy. This
like the fact that you're making
abrasive.
Fun of the movie. Is
yeah, but
like,
at the end of the day, does it matter?
Yes.
No, but does
yes?
That, you're watching a movie to enjoy it, though.
Maybe you were.
Yes, I am watching
you and the rest of these
it.
Philistines.
I don't like important films by their very nature.
Okay.
I feel like you would, if there was an important film, no, correct me if I'm wrong, Terry.
Well,
you would be like,
give me
ooh,
an
I'd
example.
Like to see that.
Give me an example of an important film.
See, the one that comes to mind is one that you wouldn't watch or that
what's
you didn't
that?
Like, 12 Years a Slave.
I never watched it.
Moonlight, so, stuff
Moonlight's
like that.
Great.
Yeah, see,
Moonlight.
That, this is what I'm talking about.
Moonlight, but Moonlight's not, like, you wouldn't be like, this needs, it's like a.
It issue. Was a story that needed to be told.
It's not an issue, it's just a story about this one kid in Miami or whatever, like. And that, like, and it's really fucking
Manchester
good.
By the Sea.
Really good.
Yeah,
but it's fucking tough. Like, it's
yeah. And you know, like,
yeah, as a parent, you would appreciate it.
But would I, or would I be horrified by it? Like that's my point. I don't like to
like,
watch these things that make me like. We all got enough shit going on.
I remember watching it and being like, "What's happening? You know, why is he like this?" And then it like shows a couple of flashbacks, and then you're like, "Okay, but still, like, there's not. I don't see any. Why is he so detached? Or why is everything so hard?" And then it's like. Shows what happens and you're like, oh fuck. My god, like it's like how could you ever go on, like and it's just sort of
I don't have like
but like he's really good in it. He's,
I'd say
really, he's a creep apparently in real life, like when he was Casey Affleck
he's,
like,
is he?
Getting into bed, like just like lying in bed with women on set of
why hasn't
stuff.
He been me too'd yet?
He well he was one of them original ones, but
he wriggled free,
she settled out of court or something like that, or you know there was kind of because it was never an assault thing, and it was
right.
At the time when he won his Oscar for Manchester
oh,
Tennessee,
right.
It was happening, and it was like who was it fucking Brie Larson or somebody on stage,
oh, yeah.
She wouldn't, you know what I mean, like normally congratulations,
yeah,
she
yeah.
Just like stood away from him or like wouldn't acknowledge him.
Is there all that?
I mean,
not
like,
not all them,
but you know, that power. I'm not getting into that, but
yeah, those sort of movies, though, you know.
That,
I mean,
Oscar season ones, like.
If, like I said to you before, which I know infuriates you, but if a movie is nominated for best film at
best
the Oscars,
picture.
But even worse, best picture. I'm probably not going to watch it. If it wins, I'm definitely not going to watch it.
Wow, okay.
Because they, I just know from past experience or whatever. Like, I'd be more inclined to watch a film where someone wins Best Actor than a movie that wins Best Picture.
What if it's up for both?
It's 50-50. Depends on the actor. If the actor's Leonardo DiCaprio
or Day-Lewis or something,
or Day-Lewis,
like that.
Yeah, someone like that. Then I'll watch it. But yeah, that was I'd rather watch the winner of the Razzies than don't you throw that. I'd rather watch the winner of the Razzies.
No,
than
you
the
wouldn't.
Winner. I would.
No, you wouldn't, because
Man of the Iron Mask won a Razzie.
What did he win for?
He won a Razzie for worst on-screen couple for him and his twin. Which is
have you been researching?
I was looking.
I may have.
I was reading just in my own for spare time. Man,
what else
have
you got for me? You said you got some more questions.
Best trilogy.
Ooh, okay. Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
I think Back to the Future 1 is one of the best movies ever made.
Ooh.
I'm going to read your thoughts. Let's see now. You come here from a great distance?
Yeah, exactly.
And don't tell me. You want me to buy a subscription to the Saturday Evening Post?
No.
Not a word, not a word, not a word now. Quiet. Donations. You want me to make a donation to the Coast Guard Youth Auxiliary?
Doc, I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine that you invented. Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
I think it's like, I remember seeing it on the big
wasn't
screen.
Expecting that.
I think it's fucking amazing. Lots of problems with it as well. Just like the actual material, you're like, oh, that's a bit weird, whatever, when you dissect it.
Yeah.
But it's such an enjoyable, like,
yeah,
romp, for lack of a better term. Like, the cat, like, Michael J. Fox is electric, magnetic.
Oh.
And then you get Christopher Lloyd, who's like, the role he was born to play.
It really is,
you know? I think that is my favorite. What about you?
Terry, this is going to annoy you.
Hotel Transylvania.
Well, I mean, I would have said the Toy Story trilogy until 4 came out.
Okay, yeah.
By rights. And then I guess that my actual pick then wouldn't count. I'm going to be dead honest with you, Terry. The only trilogy that I've liked all three movies was the Bourne trilogy.
Ooh, right.
I didn't like Lord of the Rings. I didn't like fucking...
I think the first Lord of the Rings is great, like.
I wouldn't watch it again though. Like,
That's the only one I would watch again.
I don't know.
That's the only one.
That
bit Indiana where Sean, Jones, where Back Sean to the Bean future. Gets killed in Lord of the Rings, the first one.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Like,
I wouldn't watch it.
I tried to take the ring from him. He ran away.
It was like, yeah, when I seen it, I enjoyed it, but like, no. But Jason Bourne, or the Bourne trilogy.
Have you seen Bourne 4?
No.
Do not.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
for something that like prided themselves on so much like authenticity of like, you know, deep net spy stuff, and then it's like he sticks a USB key on that has encrypted written on it or something. It's just like, what? Like,
secret, top secret file.
That's what it is though. Like, it's like deep secret Blackwater file on the computer.
Password,
like,
0000.
Stuff like that. We're, you're like, kind of like, and you're just like, oh, what? I remember like thinking like, that's kind of something like out of a Mel Brooks film or something.
Yeah. Like super top secret. It's like, you know. I have two more for you.
No.
Would you have a guilty pleasure movie wise? One that you wouldn't be too...
Many.
No, I was going to say one that you wouldn't be too vocal about liking.
Okay.
So can you say it on the podcast, on the internet, please?
Guilty pleasure.
One that you like, maybe it's a chick flick, or maybe it's a, you know, something that you'd be slagged over in certain circles.
In school or whatever, yes, that would have been. I tell you, I always had a soft spot for Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I thought it was...
I had quite the opposite. Yeah?
Yeah?
You like that?
No. He's blue. He's good. He's blue, Marion. He's blue.
You like him?
Yeah. He's blue. Also, yeah. I thought Mean Girls was a good movie. I'm trying to think. I do enjoy when a rom-com is done well. You know, I can enjoy it.
Like As Good As It Gets.
As Good As It Gets. That's a kind of weird one because it's not really like a comedy. You know, it's like...
Mm. It's more of a...
It's
not even... It's not like, a drama it's, either.
It's,
like,
I don't know if it was talking about it was you. Like, it's this weird thing that James L. Brooks has where it's like this ability to like hit that sweet spot.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a drama, but also it's Jack Nicholson is doing kind of funny stuff in it. And then it has like the emotional
that
part.
Serious.
And like that line where it's like, you make me want to be a better man. And you're like, it's more like he's kind of bottled that.
Yeah.
And like, here, give this to the Academy. It's going to get Jack Nicholson his Oscar.
And did
like,
it?
Yeah, you got an Oscar. Brilliant. But it's just like, that like sums up how like his sort of, you know, magic that he has or whatever.
I hate pills. Very dangerous thing, pills. Hate. I'm using the word hate here about pills. Hate. My compliment is that night when you came over and told me that you would never. All right, well, you were there. You know what you said. Well, my compliment to you is the next morning I started taking the pills.
I don't quite get how that's a compliment for me.
You make me want to be a better man.
I'm trying to think, like, yeah, like I, at the time, I loved 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, I never seen that.
Maybe it was because I was that bit younger.
Yeah,
but like,
a few like
it's
that.
Like, oh, you're like, oh, this, you know, crazy girl that's like so full of life, and he's infatuated with her, and then it's like, oh, actually, like in the film, she basically he like is almost becomes her stalker.
Oh, right.
And it's like he becomes infatuated with her. She, from the very beginning, tells him that she doesn't want a relationship proper. Mm. They get into a relationship, and then, like, they break up, whatever. And then he takes him, whatever, till the titular 500 days to get over. So it's like, it kind of jumps around. It's like,
it's kind of one of those.
It's like day, it jumps around to, like, day 91 of, like, day one when he met her, day 500 when he got over. And it jumps around in between those days. But it's like,
it's one of those that I really wanted. Well,
it's
I,
good.
For a while, it, I really like, wanted
it,
to
you
see
know,
it,
I yeah. liked it for the wrong reasons. Yeah. I think, like, that's the thing. And now looking back at it, it's like, it's a well-made film. There's a lot of good stuff in it, but you're kind of like, but the protagonist is kind of like, not a jerk, but like, you know, maybe. There's a lot of unlikable stuff about him that, like, you know.
I'm trying to think, have I got any
rom-coms?
You know what rom-com I liked? What's the name of it? Alec Baldwin.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
It's Meryl Complicated.
Street. It's Complicated. Yeah. I loved It's Complicated.
Here's one. Yeah. So Nancy Meyers is this, she did Something's Gotta Give as well with Jack Nicholson.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that one?
No.
She, I liked It's Complicated as well, but like, we recently watched another one on Netflix called Home Again.
Yeah.
And it's directed by her daughter. But it's like Reese Witherspoon. And it's a weird thing where it, like, she invites these three like young men to live with her. These three young aspiring filmmakers to come live with her, and then she like starts like having it off with one of them. And it's just this real weird sort of. But I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, I kind of like it, but also like I'm pointing out, like you say, kind of hate watching it.
Yeah.
As well. Like, but like it was very much you know the way in like It's Complicated, the set decoration is like done with it. It's like it might as well be filmed in like a bottle of white wine. Like it's that much. Like So it's like her mom was obviously had a big input because like everything on set is like, look at all those croissants and that bowl of everything is like perfect. Like it's like interior porn. Like,
you know, is like, that an expression?
No, it is now.
Like, nice.
Yeah, put it on like a t-shirt.
Interior porn. Terry, I would love to ask you more questions. I had a quick one, right? A very quick one.
Hit me.
Best soundtrack. What movie has the best soundtrack?
Okay.
Let me hit you with two of mine. What do you think?
Okay. Well, okay.
Honorable mentions, quickly. I'm not going to be a dick and say, like, Hard Day's Night or something like that. Almost Famous, Vanilla Sky, and Goodfellas. Not in that order.
Those wouldn't be in my top. I'd say Boogie Nights would probably be my top. Tippy-top.
Tippity-top.
It's a double album, and it has a whole mixture of...
like disco,
disco, funk. Funk, and then it's like as it gets into the 80s, like there's also like some rock. Beach Boys got any noses on it, like and just like when you're listening to it, it kind of brings you to parts of the film. You're
I remember you were a big soundtrack man back in the
still
day.
Still am.
Yeah, I watched that, like you that like I hear some song and like, oh, this is great, and you're always like, it was in the.
We watched recently at the weekend Bad Times at the El Royale. Set in 1969, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But it has
soundtrack from then.
Oh, unbelievable stuff.
Good as it gets, like.
Is all I want to know. Is this as good as it gets? I think that's a perfect note to leave it on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sorry again. I'm rushing proceedings again. But thank you for braving these two podcasts with the flu or whatever, whatever it is you got over there. And I think you've held up very well. Oh, my.
Rickets.
You can find us on Facebook, at Put It In H Podcast. You can find us at Instagram, Twitter, at Put It In H Podcast, iTunes, Spotify,
paypal.me/ Put it in the pod.
There's also a link in our SoundCloud page.
Give us your money.
And thank you for listening. And
see you soon.
See you soon.
Season 6.
Boom. Sailing away on the crest of a wave. It's like magic. All rolling and riding and slipping and sliding. It's magic. And you.
I got one for you.
Where do you get off?
where do you get off?
Let me just eat this first. I'll tag this on at the end. People will love this.
Why are you pointing their finger?
I can't believe this whole episode. That's me working the turkey.
Just keep working the turkey. Like you're a rapper, though. You're doing it like... Guns don't kill people. Rappers do.
Just any Post Malone.
One song.
Do you like?
I don't even think it's his song. A song called Damn.
Damn. Never heard it.
It kind of sounds like a sound of the summer. So it's and I don't. I, yes, please. Like I know this isn't gonna sound anything like what the song is because I always try and describe it to Faye, and she's like. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like ba da 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 ba da do da ba da 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 da. Damn. Maybe it's not damn. I don't know.
Is it wow?
No.
It's a moment when I show up, and I'm saying wow.
No.
And I've been in my pocket is on.
Hold on, let me see. You know what? I've searched it before on my Spotify.
His new album is Bollocks. Distinct lack of danger.
Is he the guy with the tattoos on his face?
Yeah. Distinct lack of danger. His whole appeal was the danger in his songs, and this third album is That's not good. Sunflower?
Nope. Okay.
Anyway. Ready when you are.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H Minisode! Hey.